Q94, Joe Mountain Rock. We're off on a morning adventure, and we're going to continue our preseason look at area high school football teams. We're headed into Texas County, and of course, you can catch all of the Houston Tiger football games on Q94, your Mountain of Rock. And with me, head coach of the Tigers, Coach Sloan, Eric Sloan. How we doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, what year is this at Houston? Is this 6, 7?
Oh, it's either 10 or 11.
Oh,
I think it's
wow.
10.
Wow. See,
it's been a while.
It makes me feel even older, you know.
Been a while.
Well, here we are. It's that time again. And, you know, how has the summer been for the Houston Tigers?
It's been off and on a little bit, obviously. You know, as a coach, you'd like participation numbers to the weights and the conditioning events to be a little better, but I guess you can wish in one hand and you know what in the other. So and see what happens. But you know, now that we got football kind of going and we're in the swing of things, our numbers are kind of leveled out and where you need it to be. And I think we're sitting at about 54 kids right now. So a lot of new faces gonna play under the Friday night lights. So I mean, it's scary, but at the same time, it's exciting just to see who's going to take an opportunity and run with it and earn a job, and who's going to try to, that doesn't have a job, who's going to try to get a job. And you know, while there's some growing pains, there's a lot of excitement with that as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you had a pretty good senior class last year, and, you know, some key players have moved on. And so there ought to be some dandy battles going out for those positions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we graduated 73% of our offense. I think we graduated about 8 starters both sides of the ball. I think we have three returning starters on on both sides of the ball. So only return 1 offensive lineman that started last year. So a lot of interesting battles going on. And obviously, you know, we're just in helmets right now. So, I mean, you could evaluate a little bit during camp, but you know, the next couple weeks are going to be crucial to some of these positions, and we're just going to determine who's going to be the starters come week one.
Well, and you'll get a pretty good idea coming up on the 23rd with the Jamboree at Mountain Grove. What are you going to be looking for in that Jamboree?
Probably just a lot of position battles. You know, I would anticipate we're probably a lot of those battles we're going to split them right down the middle and just say, you know, whatever the magic number is that we determine that night, if varsity's going 6 plays and JV, I guess it'll just be determined on how many plays everybody's doing, but we'll probably just split it right down the middle and evaluate based off of that. But, you know, some of the positions are starting to be secured, and we still have some others that are wide open. So, you know, it'll be good to see them on Friday night type situation under the lights and against somebody else, and just to see who's up for the challenge and who's ready to graduate to Friday nights and being a big boy.
Well, you know, another key position is a good friend and longtime assistant, Jake Brookshire. Who have you got to step in his place?
So Billy O'Neill is going to be our defensive coordinator. Billy actually was the head coach before I got here. So he is returning and going to help us out in that role. And, you know, with change, I mean, it's always there's some growing pains and just getting used to kids and how the new guy's going to do some things. So you know, it's been different, but it's been good. So the kids have adapted well, and I mean, right now, I mean, it's just full steam ahead, and you know, just keep looking in the windshield, not in the rearview mirror, and just try to make the best of it each and every day.
Well, you know, it was probably the best case scenario with that many graduating. You know, bringing in a bunch of new kids with, you know, new terminology, probably some different defensive, you know, formations and stunts and tricks. It may be a good time for that.
Yeah, it probably was. You know, obviously, Jake's my best friend, and we've been together for many, many years, both at Kabul and over here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's tough, but at the same point, you know, if he's not going to be here, losing that many starters that had started for most of them, those seniors that graduated had started 3 years on both sides of the ball. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's probably, if we're going to make a change, that was the best time for there to be a change in on that side of the football. And, you know, a lot of faces over there that wasn't used to Friday nights. And so, I mean, he's getting to come in and put his own little spin on things. And Coach O'Neill's done a good job with that. And the kids have been receptive and bought in.
Well, let's look at week one. Who do you got? Where's it at? And what do you know about them?
So not a whole lot. We're going to play Pierce City. That game kind of happened really late. We were supposed to go to Crothersville, and then that didn't happen. And it looked like we were going to go north of Kansas City, and that was just going to be awful. Looked like that could happen week one and two. So, I mean, a 5-plus-hour bus trip sounds awful. And then Pierce City was involved in some conference changes or whatever, and their schedule needed overhauling, and it kind of just worked out. So we're going to go play Pierce City at Pierce City week one. They've got a brand new coaching staff. So we really don't know much about anybody. Hawker had been there for, I don't know, dang near 30 years. And he's not there, and so it's kind of some guys from all over different staffs that have filled the roles there. So we really don't know. I guess the Jamboree will be good for us so we can see kind of what their identity is trying to be. I don't know. It's we really don't know. So
yeah.
I guess we'll see in another week. But right now I don't know if they're going to throw the ball, if they're going to run the ball. On paper, I saw the Ozone preview. It looks like they're huge and looks 6'3", 6'4", and, you know, 260 across the board, something like that. So they look both big and have a little weight behind them. So I guess, again, I guess we'll just see in a week when we get some film what that looks like.
Well, you know, and kind of probably that's the same for them. You know, it's – and that week one, you know, I guess – you can go into it with different ideas, different opinions, but, you know, one way to is just, hey, we're going to do what we do, and, you know, good luck to them to stop it.
I mean, that's just kind of how it is. I mean, we're gonna do what we do, and I guess we're just working on us right now, and, I mean, really – with the amount of kids we replace, that's what we need to be doing. So I guess we'll just roll it out next Friday or whatever day we get some Jamboree film and start some preparation. We'll have a week to decide, you know, we need to stop the run of the pass. And obviously we do know, though, that looking at paper, they're going to be big up front. So probably have our work cut out for us there. But, again, I guess we'll just see in a week.
Well, and you know, it seems like this has kind of been a theme with you and I, but got to stay healthy. That's going to be, you know, for the Houston Tigers, it's God, you know, got to stay healthy. It's been kind of tough over the last few years.
It has, you know, I hate to even let the words come out of my mouth, but knock on wood, the last couple years, we have been healthy. And, you know, for whatever reason, we'd had some really freaky injuries, required surgeries and lots of hardware and then that sort of thing. And, I mean, when COVID was happening, we couldn't get away from that. So, I mean, we've kind of been cursed for a little bit, but, you know, the last couple of years, we've been healthy, and I think that definitely helps when you're able to keep rolling your guys out on Friday night and you're not having to put a bunch of young kids out there when Friday nights look like they're supposed to and not look like a JV game, that you have a whole lot better chance of being successful.
Yeah, and, you know, the SCA this year, it looks like it ought to be a banner year for the SCA. Ava looks to be kind of, you know, I guess, with what they've got coming back. And, of course, quite possibly they may have one of the top football players in Southern Missouri with Hunter Adams, you know.
Yeah, he's a dude, you know, and, I mean, this will be year number four as a starter for him. And, you know, he's just done some really impressive things over his career. And, you know, he's put in the work, and, you know, I mean, you hear nothing but great things about him, like, off the field. So it's always good to see a kid like that reap the success that he's put in over with all the hard work. But, yeah, he's a player. He's a dude. So
you know, yeah, and then you got Coach Swofford going back home to Mountain Grove, and, you know, the Thayer Bobcats, they were really young. They've got a lot returning. Salem, I was unaware. I talked with Coach Myers. He started 15 sophomores last year, and he's got them all back. And it ought to be a really good year for the SEA.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, Salem's not going to be down long. Their middle school had some good looking kids. I mean, they were big and strong, and reminded you of Salem of old. So, you know, seeing that, and then what Mighty Mites is coming. Their freshman class last year was pretty good. Their sophomores, apparently, I didn't realize they started that many kids. But, you know, the tide's fixing to turn. And
yep.
It's always scary.
Yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, I just looking at those kids in middle school last year, I'm thinking, oh, my, these have got to be the sons of some of those guys a few years back that were so big and strong. But I don't know. They seem to have some good things going on over there.
Yep, everything cycles. Again, folks, we've been chatting with head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan, and you can catch Houston Tiger football right here on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Coach Sloan, thanks for joining us, and we'll be catching up with you during the coaches show on Friday mornings.
All right, thank you, sir.